אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
Prayer reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 1, part
3.
Or Yashar and Or Chazer, including 15 chapters. Reading chapter 3, item 1, the Ari.
כן, כן, בבקשה, דף קופי.
Go ahead. 119.
In the world of Atzilut, Ein Sof shines by clothing in the level of Chokhmah. Item 1. You should also know that in order for Or Ein Sof to shine in the entire Atzilut, its Atzmut must be clothed inside Chokhmah. After it is clothed in Chokhmah, it expands in the entire Atzilut. Only by that clothing can the entire Atzilut receive from Ein Sof. This is the meaning of the verse, "In wisdom hast thou made them all." Again, you should also know that in order for the light of Ein Sof to shine in the entire Atzilut, its Atzmut must be clothed inside Chokhmah. After it is clothed in Chokhmah, it expands in the entire Atzilut. Only by that clothing can the entire Atzilut receive from Ein Sof. This is the meaning of the verse, "In wisdom hast thou made them all."
The light in Keter is called Atzmuto, which is how the Creator shows himself, still without any changes that later come when, as a result of his clothing in the Sefirot, and that's why he's called Atzmuto, the light in the Keter. Later in Chokhmah, it's a light that comes from the Creator to the Kabbalists, to those who receive, to the vessels, to the desires, since Chokhmah is already a certain desire, and then it's revealed. And this is called Atzilut. Hence our study is not in the world of Sof or Adam Kadmon, rather all of our work is to rise to Atzilut, since this is the world of Chokhmah. That's how we attain the Creator. We cannot, in the world of Adam Kadmon, we cannot attain him. Rather, the clothing of the upper light, Atzmuto, the world of Atzilut. Also, in the world of Atzilut, there's a division of where's the light itself, where are the vessels, where are the created beings, how much they attain and by what. There are degrees there, there are means for attaining the Creator, how to adapt ourselves to the Creator, and so on and so forth. All the work is in the world of Atzilut.
So
he says like that, in the Ein Sof shines in the world of Atzilut by clothing in the level of Chokhmah. Item 1.
Item 1, inner light, or Pnimi. In order to understand the Ari's words from here on, we must repeat the explanation about the five discernments in the Masach. They emerge from the gradual purification of the Masach, of the screen, from a greater coarseness of the fourth phase, to the greatest pureness, Zakut, in the phase of Keter, and in the root of the screen. By that they create five Parzufim. You will find the explanation to these matters in part 2.
הדבר המתחיל ועולם העשייה.
We're just skipping ahead. It's been explained there that Or Ein Sof, which contains... It's impossible to present them here due to their length, but all these things belong here. For that reason, I must rely on what I've written there, and I can only present an abbreviation and summation of everything as much as needed for the Ari's words here. It's been explained there that the light of Ensof, which contains four phases called ten sfirot of Or Yashar, of direct light, does not stop shining from the lower ones, not even for a moment. However, since there is no perception in the light without a vessel, it is only the vessel for reception that we need. Any partsuf or degree that acquires a vessel simultaneously acquires the light as well, according to the measure of the vessel that has been acquired. It has also been explained there that the root of all the kelim, all the vessels in all the worlds, is the returning light that ascends from the zivug de'aka on the screen in the vessel of Malchut. Thus, the minute a new screen is formed in some parts of the collective light of Ensof, which contains ten sfirot of direct light as well, immediately expands to it and strikes that screen. Then the returning light rises and clothes the light of Ensof according to the measure of that returning light. This is called the clothing of Ensof in the vessels, or in some sephira. That is, because the name of a sephira indicates the measure of the light of Ensof that clothes in it. For example, when referring to the clothing of Ensof in Keter, it implies that the returning light clothes the entire ten sfirot of direct light up to Keter. When referring to the clothing of Ensof in Chochmah, it indicates that the light, that the returning light clothes only up to Chochmah. We might ask how such clothing applies only to nine sefirot, while there are ten and not nine. Indeed, there is Keter there too. But this Keter is clothed in the internality of Chochmah, and thus does not bear its own name. Only Chochmah does. All the levels of all the Parzufim adhere to the same conduct.
Next. I don't see questions other than Kiev 1, but we'll go there next.
The measure by which the intensity of the returning light is measured has also been explained there. It is the discrimination of the coarseness that's incorporated in the screen of the vessel of Malchut. There are five discernments. The coarsest screen, being the fourth phase, reflects the greatest measure of the returning light. It clothes the level of Keter in the light of Ensof, meaning in the ten sefirot of the direct light. A screen with coarseness of the third phase clothes the level of Chochmah of direct light. A screen of coarseness of the second Bina clothes the level of Bina of ten sefirot of direct light. A screen with only the coarseness of the Bina Aleph of the first Bina, the first phase, clothes the level of Zeranpin of ten sefirot of direct light. And a screen that does not have coarseness, but is in the root of the screen, is called the Keter of the screen. In that screen, there isn't any zivug de'aka, and there isn't any level. It is only at the level of Malchut. However, we should remember all the reasons and arguments regarding the matters as they were explained there in inner observation above and in the previous parts. Study it there, for without understanding the reasons and the necessity in these matters, it is impossible to understand even a single word here in its true meaning. For here, I must be brief, of course.
No questions? Questions, Kiev, okay. What does he want to ask?
Раф, вы сказали, что Творец облачается в сферот. Вот как это происходит все-таки?
Dear Rav, you said that the Creator clothes in the spherot. How does this take place in our work?
How do we attain the Creator? We don't attain anything. Only when it is clothed in our desire. What is a sphera? Our desire that we process above the restriction, above in order to bestow some way, some form, some level in order to bestow. Accordingly, we attain the Creator according to equivalence of form. According to the attitude we arrange on our part towards the other, by that we reveal the Creator. That's the law.
А как мы обрабатываем так желание, чтобы в него потом облачился Творец?
How do we process the desire?
By the work in the tent. And then we turn to Him, we ask of Him, we receive the light from Him that corrects us, twists us, corrects us, gives us all those conditions. Through these conditions, we connect more and more, more confused, connect more, move away from each other, come closer. And then through this process of back and forth, we find a certain form that we can say, about which we can say, oh, we've reached a certain connection over a certain degree of coarseness. Down below is hate and above it is love. What we've done means that we've reached the image of the Creator that we establish between us, and in that image that we are establishing, which is probably the quality of the Creator, bestowal in us, only it can only be above the hate, the rejection. So to the extent we reached love, connection, bestowal, above the opposite qualities, if we build it correctly, it's called You Have Made Me. The Creator is clothed there as inner light. That's how we work.
Так а что вот в качестве чего он облачается в итоге, вот этот внутренний свет?
Милуй.
In as what does it clothe?
As fulfillment, then filling, then the relationship would be between us. This relationship of bestowal, we reveal the force of bestowal that comes from above, which precedes us. This is the force that sustains all of creation. And when it clothes in our desires, we come from the desire. From within the desire, we can relate and bestow to one another. And the Creator clothes in these desires that are in mutual bestowal to one another in the ten. It clothes as a feeling. It gives us the feeling of where this is coming to us from. What are we attaining through these connections between us? And then we attain His degree. Not the connection between us, the relationship between us, better, worse, rather Him. This is a higher component that exists above all of creation. That's how we attain Him. Each time. Hence, what we're doing between us is merely to give Him an opportunity, a possibility of revealing Himself. But we also determine, seemingly, in what way will He be revealed. That's why it's written, You have made me. Since without giving Him the possibility to be revealed, he can't do it. He can't do it by Himself. He needs a vessel in order for Him to be felt by the lower ones, by us. So to the extent we establish the force of bestowal between us, we give Him an opportunity to clothe in this force of bestowal. One corresponds to the other.
вот, которое приходит в десятку, облачение Творца, это что-то большее?
Fulfillment that comes to the ten, the clothing of the Creator. Is this something greater than the love that's revealed between us?
I don't know what is love. You're asking me now. Who knows? Each one depicts it subjectively. What's important for us is to try and do it. But what is actually there, we'll discover, we will see. Taste and see the Lord is good. Asia.
Good morning. When we speak of revelation of the Creator in some way, so we speak of light, and also we use the word form or image. Is it correct to use this name, image, or form for the Creator?
Yeah, because the vessels, they give shape to the light. Otherwise, we can't reveal it. We can't discover it in any other way. We discover the light or the darkness that corresponds to it only in the changing of states, changing of qualities that exist in both. We can't discover quality by itself. We always discover it as the light excels from darkness.
How does this word, this dmut, image or form, how does that fit in?
His image is also there. These boundaries between the light and darkness give us an understanding of that image. There's no more than light and darkness. We attain the light itself. We attain darkness itself. It's the difference, the contrast between light and darkness, between all these possibilities that can exist between them, these transitions. This is what we attain. This is called an image. Africa.
Hi, Rev. Asking for a friend. What does it mean that all Jose clothes only up to Chachma if our work is to rise to the world of Atzilut?
How
should I explain it? Keter, the appearance of the Creator himself. All the qualities, the lower nine below Keter, is a result of for how the Creator wants to clothe in us, so we'll attain him. When we attain him from our Malchut, then the degrees of bestowal we establish from Malchut from below up, that's how we build the Keter. The Keter itself does not appear only in the condition that we do the work from Malchut and above it, through all the Sefirot above it. We'll understand it through the study.
Morning, Rav and friends. So this, what is written here, that it clothes in the degree of Chokhmah, of 10 Sefirot, of direct light. It goes down and down. My question is, I have two questions, if I may. How
the...
We're talking about it from the side of the Kli. Yes, no, the Kli discovers the light. And then the vessel determines from its qualities what happens with the light. The light is already a phenomenon in the Kli. We should not relate to the light as existing in and of itself. A light that exists by itself is atzmuto. It's unattainable. Rather, when we speak of the light, we speak of a certain phenomenon in the Kli. Just like when you're speaking of electricity. Do you know what is electricity? No. You know that something points to a certain phenomenon, call it energy, the flow of electrons, doesn't matter. And there's a reaction to it. And these reactions by your vessels, you call those electricity. That's it. But what is electricity? in an absolute way? You don't know. Yes, we can't speak of any phenomenon in nature, even in what we are, whatever we exist in daily. I can't say anything much about it. I know only what I reveal by my vessels.
He reminds you all the time that in the Masach there is coarseness or there isn't coarseness. If there is coarseness, then you're seemingly advancing. If there isn't, then it's like you're not advancing. So, do I cause this coarseness in the group or not?
Don't confuse many things together. We're talking about 10 sefirot, and that's it. Latin 2.
Rab, durante la lección, debo pensar si los estados por los que estoy pasando son positivos o negativos, o simplemente debo fluir con la clase sin pensar en esto.
During the lesson, do I need to think if the states I go through are positive or negative, or just to flow with whatever comes?
During the lesson, you need to learn with us what we're learning from the text. That's it. Understand it as much as possible in this simple mind, your intellect. If above the mind you can bring it into your feelings, go ahead. But first, absorb it with your brain, with your mind. Hold on, Merkaz One.
Is returning light in the 10, is that a result of two friends trying to connect?
Yes. Reflected light is born out of the efforts of two friends who want to connect. Maybe they're confused when they're connecting, doesn't matter, but the reflected light is born of that, born of two friends who wish to connect. PT 17.
In the raising of the returning light until Chokhmah, the Keter is in the internality of Chokhmah, or something like that, he says there.
Yeah, because we can attain the Keter in an overt way. Don't be so... don't philosophize and get lost in those examples. We will reveal this understanding from the study.
PT 32. Where it's written that Ein Sof can shine in Atzilut and doesn't need to clothe in Tochov Chochma, is that correct for all the parts of him? How do I understand this?
Learn and understand. How can you ask? We just got to it. Ask about Atzilut and all those things. A little patience. Flow with him. You have a question? Write it down. Because you're starting to learn a big system. You can't understand now the integral system that when they told you about a certain component of it in one line. You've been through university, other places. How come you're so unprepared for the study of a system? Next.
We're reading item 2 in Inner Light. Relates to the words that Atzilut can receive from Ein Sof. It means that the world of Atzilut is regarded as the Rosh of all the worlds. Even though there are many worlds above Atzilut, meaning all the many worlds contained in Adam Kadmon, are indeed all concealed within the world of Atzilut. They are not at all roots to the world, but are merely regarded as the root of the world Atzilut. That is why they are concealed inside it and shine only in it and in hiding. It has been explained in previous parts that Masach of the fourth phase operates only in the world of Adam Kadmon. Hence the measure of the returning light there is indeed great, clothing up to the level of Keter in the light of Ein Sof. Consequently, all of the worlds contained in the world of Adam Kadmon are called Olam of Keter. However, the world of Atzilut uses only the screen of phase 3, the measure of its returning light that ascends from the Zivug De'aka on that screen reaches only up to Chochmah and does not attain Keter of the light of Ein Sof. Instead, Keter is hidden and concealed inside Chochmah. For that reason, the world of Atzilut is called the world of Chochmah. This is the meaning of the verse, "In wisdom hast thou made them all." It means that everything is rooted only in Atzilut and not in Ak, which is the world of Keter. It is so because the world Ak is not regarded as the root of the inferior worlds at all, and its appearance in the Olamot will only be after Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, as it says, "And his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives." We must know that the entire 10 Sefirot are named after the highest Sefira. If it is Keter, all the Sefirot are regarded as Keter. If it is Chochmah, they are all Chochmah, etc. By the same manner, every world is named after its first Partsuf.
Shailot.
Questions?
Ein. Yofi.
None. Okay. How come there are none? You don't know, Moshe?
Oh, Kif, Sof Sof.
Do you read again?
Kiev also has what to ask. No, not again. What do you want to ask?
То, что он здесь описывает, как бы разные ступени. За счет чего они происходят? За счет.
But he writes here that there are different degrees. What do they happen as a result of?
Only by overcoming the coarseness, the disruption. How else can it be? When we overcome that which is the ego, that which disturbs us. Between me and the Creator, I don't know. The Creator for me is the friend. Behind every friend stands the Creator. If I will remove the barrier between me and the friend, I will come closer to the Creator. And this is happening each time more and more. An inner barrier, an emotional barrier, where I'm aimed to the goal, which is right behind the friend. I go through the friend. Through the friend, I travel to the Creator, and that's how it is with each and every one. I see in them means, parts of myself. When I go through the friend, I'm integrated in him. That's how I come to Ten Sefirot, in my integration with the friends. And this way I reveal the Creator.
Такой вот необходимый уровень авиута, который я должен преодолеть для того, чтобы пройти в товарища, вот так как вы говорите.
What is that same required level of coarseness that needs to be overcame in order for the degree of Chochmah to be revealed in the friends?
It's the degree of the will to receive that you have to turn into in order to bestow. And then in your intention to, in order to bestow, you discover that quality of Chochmah, Binah, Zerampin, all those qualities, the sum total of whom give you the feeling of the Creator. That's how it works.
То есть если мы этого не раскрываем в каких-то моментах, то это значит, что у нас недостаточно авиюта, который бы мы могли преодолеть.
If we don't discover it at certain times, does that mean we're lacking coarseness?
They don't give us a greater degree of coarseness because we can't overcome it. It all comes gradually.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Microphone.
Can you hear me, Rav?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Why here is saying Or and Sof is included in Or Chokmah?
Or and Sof kolel bitocho et hakol.
The light of Ensof includes everything in it. Includes all the lights, which only later they appear, the different modes appear in the lower sefirot.
The mountain of olives.
Mount Olive Mount is called Malchut. Spiritual degree, under which is the corporeal world, seemingly. And his legs stood on the Olive Mount. It means we reached all the desires to receive, they're all corrected in order to bestow. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why do we not attain the world of Ak if it's the concealed Malchut which raises the returning light to the fourth phase? Why doesn't the restricted Malchut attain something?
The restricted Malchut attains only the degree of its restriction and acquires the qualities of the reflected light. Accordingly, it comes with its reflected light either to Zeralpin or Bina or Chochma or Keter. It all depends on its reflected light.
Yes, but why isn't Keter attained, the world Ak?
I said it before. You don't hear me. We'll talk about it later. You don't attain the light of Keter, it's Atzmuto. You attain it through all the other discernments, how it shines in the first nine, and then you attain it accordingly in a lower nine of yours.
And then it comes in comparison to the fourth phase. Why shouldn't we attain it? It's a view that exists in us.
Which a view Dalet coarseness, phase four, and you'll attain it. We'll go to the next part.
So we'll go to the next part and sing together a song.
Her insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her seher insan durur, hoşbak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Hanca birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik hanca birlik ancak onu isteyirik. Birlik birlik hanca birlik bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik hanca birlik bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik hanca birlik bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoş bakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu seviner. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik hanca birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik hanca birlik ancak onu istedik birlik birlik. Ancak birlik bir yolda biz çalışırız birlik birlik. Ancak birlik bir yolda biz sevinirik birlik birlik. Ancak birlik bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay l